Come on. Never mind. No.
Not in the mood.
Right. Come on, let's do it.
Right, okay, fine.
3, 2, 1.
It's the after show.
Okay. God. So this is interesting. We'll talk about this tomorrow. That people are worried about going to work, going back to the office to work.
Well, I never stopped going into the office.
Right. Yeah,
we didn't. But I get it. But we are not around as many people. Yeah.
But the reason they don't want to go back to work is people said their most pressing back to office concern was going to the bathroom back to work.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
Some people don't like to go to the bathroom in public, Nikki.
Oh, my gosh. I have some friends like this.
Yeah. I know some people like that.
I do, too. Some people sneak to another floor. We used to have a guy that lived here, that worked here. He went to another floor to use their bathroom.
Yes, and then other people come to our floor to use the men's bathroom.
And that's why we put locks on all of our...
Gosh.
We did. We really, really did.
We did. We locked it down because we didn't want to smell
You didn't want them
that.
Blowing it up.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
That's exactly what happens.
Oh, my gosh. So we have this one little bathroom in the back of the news station near, like, Master Control, where everything's punched up. So, you know, commercials play, all that kind of stuff. And it's just a single. And people will go there because they don't want to do their business with any other stalls.
Exactly.
And they stink it up. They had to put up signs.
Ugh.
But it says what?
Like, use your own bathroom.
Use your own damn bathroom. Use
the spray or something. Ugh. This is how bad it is in the ladies' room. Tell me if you've got this at your work. In the ladies' room here at News 10 NBC, it says, "We know you may be in a rush, but please look down and make sure everything's flushed."
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we don't have that sign.
How nasty is that?
That's gross.
Have you walked in there and there's something, and you're like, dude.
I have, actually, in this, our station bathrooms,
it's
disgusting.
And I walk right out.
Who does that?
Some people forget.
Forget. How can you forget?
How can you forget?
Especially when you left that mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree, Nikki.
There you go.
Disgusting. All right, let's change the topic. Yeah.
Come on, I like poop.
Oh, Nate's... gonna give his girlfriend one of his sweatshirts.
That's a sure sign.
Oh my gosh, it's almost like the varsity jacket thing.
Yeah. Apparently now it's the big boyfriend baggy sweatshirt.
You know what you should do? You should have him sign a prenup that he gets it back when they break up.
I know, right? It's Abercrombie. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah. Oh, girl, you should put his name in magic marker on the tag.
Totally should.
You know what? Please return to Nate.
When you're done with this.
Yes.
Property
Although, by
Nate
the time you return it, he probably won't be able to fit into it. So, you know what? Just keep it.
Really?
Just keep it. He told me that the other day. I think he was kind of afraid. He tries to make it out like no big deal. Well, because it's not a big deal. But he comes in the room.
It is a big deal.
And he goes, oh! You know when you get that fake laugh from your kid that they're going to tell you something that, like, doesn't make any sense? And he goes, forgot to tell you. I'm like, yeah? I'm looking at him like, what? I'm going to give my girlfriend... one of my sweatshirts. Apparently she wants one. And I'm like, okay, your cousin did that. She used to get her boyfriend sweatshirts too. I get it. Must be the thing. Big boyfriend baggy sweatshirt. Okay.
That's a new thing.
I'm like, which one are you giving her? Do you give her one with your name on it and like your number and like top 100 sports and blah, 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 blah. And
he's like, said, no. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, that's a song.
I love that song. I really love
it. He's doing the Abercrombie. He didn't do that, though. That's funny.
Who did that song?
Oh, who did do that
song? LFO?
LFO. I think it was LFO.
What's that stand for, LFO?
I don't know.
Does L mean laughing?
Sometimes. I don't know, but it's a great song. It's a great song. Christy's Googling it right now.
LFO meaning summer girls. Yeah, what's LFO?
Oh, yeah, summer girls. LFO.
What does LFO stand for?
LFO.
Light funky ones.
Oh, really? Light funky ones?
Light funky ones.
All right.
They're from Massachusetts.
Okay. So, that was a great song.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one. It makes you happy.
It does.
Whatever happened to those guys?
Oh, like it happens to all those people.
I'm guessing not much.
They had one hit and see you later. They're all music teachers.
Peace out.
Summer girls.
I know. It's funny. Years ago, I got picked up at Disney, you know, by a limousine when Disney used to provide all that groovy stuff for you. And the guy driving the car started talking about how in his previous life, he was a keyboard player for this famous band that had like one hit. Okay. And it's all he talked about for the whole ride from the airport. And I'm sure that everybody he picked up had the same story.
The same story.
It's like, stop. Who cares? Okay.
Well, they do.
Yeah. And now you're driving a limousine.
Oh,
you know,
probably cleaning up puke after the drunk
enough
girls
with the puke or the cat puke.
That's right. Oh.
She is fascinated with the puke today.
Oh, puke.
Puke and poo.
Thank God I'm not a puke girl. I had that bachelorette party last weekend. They're like, oh, are you going to be okay? I was like, yeah, I don't puke, okay? I just feel miserable.
I never did. I never drank that much.
You're so smart, Tony.
I did. The room was spinning, and sometimes you got to just let it go.
Oh, my goodness.
This is deteriorating fast, isn't it?
It really is. We've gone to the gutters, like, literally.
We start there, and we dig deeper.
Dig deeper.
That works.
There you go. Well, it kind of goes with the day, unless it's after 3 o'clock.
Oh, I do have another poo story.
All right, go for it.
It's an after show.
Oh,
it's acceptable, right?
Sure, go ahead. Continuing.
My husband is hunting in Colorado. You guys know that. He's going to be doing this for, like, 3.5 weeks. And he called the other day. He said, OMG, I was out pooping in the woods. He sat on a log. You find a log that you can sit on so then your thing goes down.
Oh,
you know, you don't want anything splatting on you. He goes, what I didn't realize, there was sap on that log.
Oh, no.
And he got waxed, if you know what I mean.
Yes, we'll leave it right there. We'll leave it right there. That's a great story. Perfect for the after show. I appreciate it like you can't believe.
Oh, my God.
And that's a wrap, friends.
Bye. I'm sure he loves it, too. Bye-bye.
See ya.